So the seven stages of phoneme development are a roadmap, if you will, to phoneme production in children who have expressive speech impairment. This includes children with mild articulation problems, such as problems with L and R and so forth, and it includes children with significant phonological impairment, and it also includes children with severe expressive apraxia and dysarthria. The seven stages of phoneme development allows us to think through where the child is having problems that is causing him the long-term problems that he's experiencing. The seven stages is not intended to be a program where first we learn skill 1A, and then we learn skill 1B, and then we learn skill 1C, 1D, then we move on to stage 2, and we learn 2A, and 2B, and 2C, and so forth. That type of rigid approach, one step at a time, one after another in a specific sequence, is a cookbook. To follow that cookbook means to not see the client who's sitting in front of you. These seven stages are offered as a way to think through your approach to therapy. So that, for example, if you have a child who is producing 250 different single words, but he's still highly unintelligible, it's a way to stop and say, okay, what is he missing during these stages? What is he missing that evolves in these stages, which is preventing him from being intelligible on those 250 words? Why aren't his parents able to understand these words? Why aren't the other children with whom he's playing able to understand what he's saying? Perhaps he's speaking too soft. He hasn't learned to project his voice. Perhaps he has no intonation pattern, so people aren't paying attention to him. Perhaps he's speaking with such little projection and with such monotone that nobody really recognizes he's saying words at all. Perhaps he has 250 words, but he has only one consonant that he uses on all of them. And perhaps it's B, or it's M, or it's D, or it's NG. And he's trying to say a lot of different words, but he hasn't figured out how his mouth works yet. He hasn't gone through the honing stage to figure out how to vibrate with his mouth, how to occlude, how to release, how to pop, how to fricate, and how to vowelize. And that's the thing that's holding him back. Perhaps he can produce single syllable words with a consonant vowel structure, but he can't seem to produce two syllables together or three syllables together. And so therefore he doesn't sound very word-like, and he hasn't gone through his oscillating stage. He hasn't learned to babble by moving his jaw up and down. He hasn't learned to babble by moving his lips. He hasn't learned to babble by moving his tongue in all those different directions. Or perhaps you have a child with an L distortion and an R distortion, who simply hasn't figured out how to move his tongue to produce L and R, and he produces W or Y in place of them. If we go back to the oscillation stage again and look at the babbling sequences, this child probably hasn't learned how to utilize his tongue in that gross way that he needs during the tongue babbling, and so forth. So in other words, the seven stages of phoneme development is a roadmap for the therapist's thinking. It's not a plan of action of therapy where you have to learn each skill one after another. That would be very bad therapy. Therapy is a process of taking in information and deciding what's appropriate for the client with whom we're working, picking and choosing those, you know, one or two or three out of the millions of techniques that are available to us and applying them to the right client at the right place. To me, this is what the art of therapy is. Therapy, to me, is an art form based on good science. And what I've tried to do for you here is to present the science. The structure of this science is what we know from research on infants, and I would encourage you to begin to read in those areas to further understand this. But these stages take the infant vocal literature way beyond where it was, where it has been reported, because this is not only the observation of infants, but this is the observation of children with severe speech impairment. Children with severe expressive speech impairment take a longer time to go through each stage, and they take a much longer time to learn each individual skill. So whereas an infant might zoom through the preparing stage, for example, in a month and a half or 2 months, It might take our clients 6 to 8 months to a year to get through the preparing stage. And at the same time, he might be learning some of the things in the speechifying or honing stage. The typically developing child takes only a couple months to go through the speechifying stage and a couple of months to go through the honing stage. Our clients might spend 2 years learning all the skills of the preparing, the speechifying, and the honing stage. Do you see what I'm saying? So our clients allow us to see a bigger picture of how vocal skills develop, and that's what these stages represent. Now, you may find that you disagree with some of the placements of some of these different skills. For example, vowelizing, which I've listed as skill 3F. Maybe it doesn't go there. Maybe there's a better place for it on the chart. And certainly this chart, as I've portrayed it here, has gone through many revisions for me over the last couple years. And I finally just decided, okay, this is it. I'm not taking it any further. I want to get this material done so other people can hear this. But I do actually, in my mind, change various aspects of this as I go along. For example, I think, oh, you know, this skill really comes in a little bit earlier, or you know what, this skill is really too advanced for this level. I should put this in a later stage. So feel free to shift this material around. Again, this is a roadmap for your own thinking so that you can begin to understand what skills your clients have assimilated, what skills your clients have not assimilated, and where you can begin to fill the gaps to help them become more intelligible communicators at home, at therapy, and in their classrooms.